Hi, and welcome to the 46th episode of the Language Mandarin podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm doing some research for an article about introverts and extroverts, and I decided to take a look at part of Carl Jung's psychology types from his paper in like 1921 and how that has been adapted over the years with, for example, Isabel Brig-Meyer's typology. And there's an interesting website called humanmetrics.com, which has some tests for checking out like 16 personalities based on how people respond to either they are intuitive or that they a feeler or they're a perceiver or they judge. And so I took this test, and based on some of the results that I've seen, I have some tendencies of being slightly introverted, not too much, and then intuitive, and that I based some ideas on thinking and perceiving. So I thought this was interesting, and I also was comparing this with a few people that I know. And I noticed that with what they explain in the personality types of the perceiver, as a result, I sometimes start many projects and then those projects start to evolve and I may adapt my methodology or I may keep looking out for a better solution. But there were some interesting things that they said that this INTP for thinking and perceiving was a good background for language studies and linguistics and being very good at observing systems and trying to observe how things are connected, complex situations. So I do recognize that INTP of introverted, intuitive thinking, perceiving, or inclined as a natural advantage for grammarians and linguists, so that are very good at looking at kind of data and connecting the dots, see that how the rationale between many kind of disconnected things might be connected. So however, the perceiving part does leave kind of open-ended projects, so that I do recognize that, like, for right now, I've in the recent weeks I've started this podcast, I'm still going with it, and I'm recording myself in Russian for the Add One Challenge. I'm trying to start some courses on Teachable and also connecting with potential students to test out a newsletter challenge for 30 days. And so I have a lot of projects that I start and I need to hold myself accountable, which I have talked about in other podcasts about the kind of Gretchen Rubin personality types of rebel, questioner, upholder, and obliger. But basically, when you combine these personality types and being either slightly introverted or intuitive and basing rationale on thinking versus feeling and judging versus perceiving, there's a lot of interesting insights on how people learn and how they take in content and how they analyze it or have just a sensation of how they relate to their learning process. So I really would recommend people to take this test, and it would be interesting to maybe I'll put up a survey here and put this with the podcast and see what kind of results there are for based on the personality type of maybe joining this up with some follow-up questions for specifically for language learning. What are some of your observations in terms of, do you feel like you're good at languages? Do you struggle with certain things? Like, for example, I struggle with following through with different projects or making a final decision and without having to change it or update it. So that means for like language learning, it sometimes is difficult to kind of feel that there's an end or a result if like language learning is just a long work in progress. So it's very difficult to just imagine, okay, I've reached this level, that's it. There's always something to improve or to go back and study or review. It's sometimes difficult to just turn the page literally and to stop trying to improve past exercises or and just to move on. That's just like in my case, that's my part of my personality. But I do recognize for people who, for the letter J of judging, who can reach a decision, can make a simple choice of how to finish a project and move on. And so that is a personality difference. And on this classification, there are 16 types. So it would be interesting to see how people relate to this test and how they relate this to their language studies. So if you have a chance, check out this website, humanmetrics.com. There's the test that is called the Young Typology Test, and you can find that there on the website, humanmetrics.com. Take a look at that test and let me know what your results are. It would be interesting to hear how that influences you for your language studies. And if you are interested in taking an English lesson with me or hearing more about my language Mandarin, so you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. So thank you for listening to this brief podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.